latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome along to Thursday's Bulletin. For Manchester City, and Pep Guardiola has praised Sergio Aguero and defender Claudio Bravo as Manchester City saw off Huddersfield 5-1 in the FA Cup on Wednesday night. Top scorer Aguero struck twice, set up another and hit the woodwork as City powered into the quarterfinals with a 5-1 victory over the Championship side at the Etihad Stadium. But it was another dismal night for much maligned goalkeeper Bravo, who, on his return to the team after sitting out five of the previous six games, was at fault for the Terriers' surprise early opener. The Chilean allowed a seventh-minute shot from former City youngster Harry Bunn to slip under his body in an awkward moment, which also turned up the heat on Guardiola, the manager who has backed him. To compound their woes, Bravo was later taunted by his own fans with a sarcastic round of applause after making a save. Guardiola needed his team to respond to take off the pressure, and they did so in style with three goals before the interval. Leroy Sane equalised before Aguero struck from the penalty spot and teed up a third for Pablo Zabaleta. Aguero and substitute Kelechi Iheanacho completed the job late on. Well, on the performance, Guardiola said, "It is the best performance I've seen from Sergio in many things. When he plays in that level, Sergio is unstoppable. We are so happy with the way he played." Speaking of Bravo, he said the performance from Claudio was amazing. "I just congratulate him on how he played." Well, moving on, our Monaco right-back Fabinho has held talks with Arsenal and both Manchester clubs, according to his father, and his preference is a transfer to City. Fabinho's father, João, told French television programme Telefoot that he has spoken to three Premier League clubs over a potential move for his son, who is a key player in Monaco's defence. He said, "We've talked to City, United and Arsenal. We've been approached by Barcelona, but that didn't go any further. We like United and the work of Jose Mourinho, but we have a little soft spot for City."